This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But right now we go to Garden Spot of Western New York, Syracuse, New York, and talk to our friend Pat Bostic in anticipation of tonight's Pitt game. Pat, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. I'm in your favorite place, Kyle.
I just, have I told you my affinity for the dome, right?
You have.
Okay.
You have. You reinforced it, too.
Yes. All right, let's talk about, as Chris Mack joins us now, he's made it in, he's here today. Let's talk a little bit about what Pat Narduzzi said about the infusion of Mark Whipple and how it's given, in a way, Kenny Pickett more, I guess, confidence to go out and throw the football and run the football, or use the run game, but also throw the football and how it's expanded that route tree. Is that what Mark Whipple has done to this offense, has made all the eligibles guys that can really hurt you?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, their passing game, they do a lot that gets the ball out of his hand. You know, he was effective last year, Pickett was, when he got rid of the ball on time. Mark Whipple's offense has a lot of those elements to it, and they get guys in space. A lot of crossing routes, completions all over the field, and what it does is it gets Pickett into a rhythm. And I really think, you know, most quarterbacks thrive on getting into a rhythm. Last year was a lot of first and second down runs, and all of a sudden it's third and five plus, you got to throw it. This year, you know, the passing game is more featured, and they got a multitude of ways to get the ball on the perimeter. And you can just tell with the way he drops back, with his confidence in the pocket, he knows what he's seeing, and he has faith in the plays that Mark Whipple is dialing up.
Pat, let's go to the other side of the ball, because I asked you about this after the UCF game, but it's worth talking about again, I think, in that the UCF game and the up tempo of their offense is something that became sort of a preparation, a trial by fire for this Syracuse offense.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it really is. You know, you see it a lot. I think, you know, obviously UCF's probably the fastest you'll see. Syracuse averages about 82 plays a game, you know, over the last 3-4 years. This year they're a little slower, you know, but when you prepare to play a team that snaps the ball every 7 to 12 seconds, you work on having to, you know, substitute, get guys in there on third down, get your nickel and dime packages in there, and to do it in a game and to do it as well as they did against UCF for the better part of those four quarters, certainly I think they'll draw from that tonight, and it's something that it's not foreign to him, which is certainly important.
Pat Bostic joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Excuse me, Pitt plays Syracuse this evening up at the Dome. I love watching stories sort of unfold and in the process and as they're happening. We think of watching Aaron Donald grow in his time at Pitt and how great that was. We think of Shady McCoy become a much heralded back as he came in and continue to get better. One of those stories that's happening before our eyes is Jalen Twyman is becoming an NFL player, I think, right in front of us, and it's special to see, Pat.
It is, and it really is, and he's, you know, he's a lot like Aaron. In terms of, you know, he was a little bit more highly regarded coming out of high school than Aaron was, but similar size, body type, maybe not as explosive as Aaron. I don't think many guys are, but his work ethic is, it's something that he models after AD. And the guy just works his rear end off, technique, film, in the weight room. He's transformed his body. It's not an accident that he's becoming a great player. And to think he's only, you know, a sophomore is kind of scary. He's going to be a great one, and obviously he's off to a terrific start. He needs to keep it going, but with his work ethic, you know, the sky's really the limit.
How's Paris Ford's absence in the first half tonight affect the secondary, Pat?
So that'll be interesting to watch. You know, this guy's talk about another guy that's turning into a star. You know, he's your leading tackler, first and foremost, and Syracuse is going to try to run the ball. So anytime you don't have your leading tackler for two quarters, that's going to make an impact. Certainly in the passing game, he's a ball hawk. And I think more than anything, Chris, I think he's kind of a heartbeat of this defense. His attitude, he talks a lot. He's got energy. They're going to need somebody to step up in that regard and bring that, because Parrish brings it every down, every day. And, you know, I know he'll be chomping at the bit to come out of the second half and play, but I think, you know, this team will do well to minimize his absence in the first half, both against the run and the pass. And obviously, you know, even though he's a young player, his leadership is pretty important.
Well, let me ask you this. Could we see Syracuse potentially, and Tristan Jackson is a wonderful athlete, a guy that was a great basketball player in the past. Could we see Syracuse making a vested effort to go at him in the first half, knowing that one of Pitt's key members of the secondary is out? Can you change your game plan, I guess, due to suspension?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to try to attack the guys they're going to have back there. You know, based on what you see on paper, you know, Jazzy Soccer plays a lot of football for him. He hasn't played in a couple weeks. He's been banged up. So, you know, if I were Dino Babers, I would circle that guy on the hit chart and say, let's go at him and try to get a matchup with him, with Jackson in the slot or Harris, whoever it is. Try to get, you know, with the way Pitt plays, you get a lot of one-on-one matchups. The way Syracuse is offensively, spread you out. So I would be frankly shocked if they don't try to take some shots early and take advantage of number 12 not being out there.
Enjoy your time up there. It's just a wonderful city. It's a wonderful place. And the atmosphere inside that dome is so welcoming, and it's kind, and it's a great sports venue, Pat.
You know, I really appreciate your honesty, Colin. Looking forward to a great night in Syracuse. And maybe next time we come up here, we can bring you with us.
Yeah, no, not a chance. What's the weather right now? About 38 degrees, overcast, and a light sprinkle?
I thought when we got off the plane yesterday, I was worried if I'd be able to stand up because it was windy and raining and about 38 degrees. It hasn't stopped. It's just paradise, man.
Welcome to every day in upstate New York.
What a freaking dump. All right. Thank you much. We'll look for you, listen for you tonight. We appreciate it.
Take it easy, guys.
Thanks, Pat Bostic. I have no affinity for Syracuse, and especially the dome.
It could be mid-October. It could be mid-June, July, whatever. It's going to be about 40 or 50 and cloudy and maybe spitting a little drizzle.
That's just
Syracuse.
Yeah, it's not often we get to speak negatively about someone else's weather.
Yes.
But you can do that about Western New York at Syracuse. It's just...
And the dome's a dump.
I said it's like the old convention center. Picture the old David L. Lawrence Convention Center and them playing football in it. That's what it's like. The lighting's bad. Yeah, the concourses are terrible. It's just, no good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.